A goal without a plan is just a wish. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as the great Brian Tracy talks with us about how to create a personal action plan. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and today I want to show you how to create an action plan for achieving your goals. Everyone has goals, but some seem to accomplish far more than others. That's because people who accomplish goals at a higher rate than the average person are those who use a systematic, proven method of goal setting and goal attainment. The answer is simple. You need an effective action plan. The first step in creating an action plan is deciding exactly what you want. Clarity is the most important single quality of goal setting and perhaps the most important single quality of success. Instead of fuzzy goals, like more money, better health, and happiness, be specific about exactly how much money you want to earn in a specific period of time, or what level of health and fitness or weight that you desire. You need to set goals that are multidimensional and for every part of your life so that you function like a well-oiled goal-setting, goal-achieving machine. You need goals for your health, your career, your finances, your relationships, your personal and professional development, and your community and spiritual growth. This will immediately put you in a separate category from people because most people have no idea what they really want. Most people are unconsciously preoccupied with the fear of failure, which blocks them from setting clear, specific goals. If you don't set clear, specific goals, then you can't fail to achieve them because they're so vague. This is a major reason for failure. Next, write your goals or goal down on a sheet of paper. Only 3% of adults have written goals, and everyone else plans to write them down someday. Success begins with a piece of paper, a pen, and a few minutes of your time. You can start with the 3-goal method. In less than 30 seconds, quickly write down your 3 most important goals in life right now. Whatever 3 goals you manage to write down is probably an accurate picture of what you really want in life. When you actually write a goal down, it is as if you are programming it into your subconscious mind and activating a whole series of mental powers that will enable you to accomplish much more than you ever dreamed of. You begin to expect to achieve the goal, and you start to attract people and circumstances into your life that are consistent with the attainment of your goal. The third step is setting a deadline. If it's a large goal, set a series of sub-deadlines. And what if you don't achieve your goal by the deadline? Set another deadline. Remember, a deadline is just a guesstimate of when you will achieve it. You may achieve the goal well in advance, or it may take you much longer than you expect. But you must have a target time before you set off. A deadline acts as a forcing system on your subconscious mind toward achieving your goal on schedule. If you want to achieve financial independence, you may set a 10 or 20-year goal and then break it down year by year so that you know how much you have to save and invest each year. There are no unreasonable goals, only unreasonable deadlines. The next step in creating an action plan is making a list of everything that you could possibly think of that you will have to do to achieve your goal. After having a written goal, one of the things that holds people back is not taking the time to lay out a list of all the little things they will have to do to get there. Identify the obstacles that you will have to overcome. Identify the knowledge, information, and skills you will need, and then identify the people whose help and cooperation you will require to achieve your goal. The more comprehensive your list, the more motivated you will become. The more intense will be your desire, and the more you will believe it is possible. Combine all these things into a plan organized by priority and sequence. Priority is what is more important and less important. Sequence is what you have to do before you do something else, and in what order. List every single step that you can think of that you will have to follow. As you think of new items, add them to your list. The 80-20 rule says that 80% of your results will come from 20% of your activities. The 20-80 rule says that the first 20% of time that you spend planning your goal and organize your plan will be worth 80% of the time and effort required to achieve the goal. Now that you have this comprehensive list, schedule it into a comprehensive plan. Plan each day, week, and month in advance. Plan each month at the beginning of the month. Plan each week the weekend before. And plan each day the evening before. The more careful and detailed you are when you plan your activities and tasks, the more you will accomplish in less time. The rule is that each minute spent on planning saves 10 minutes on execution. Then, as you go through each day of your plan, select your number one most important goal for the day. Again, you can set your priorities with the 80-20 rule.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.